pés nossos aqui clamamos, exule Espírito e Rei, aqui suspiramos, gementes e tempos, fim a lacrimar o nome. E aí, advogada nossa, e os teus misericórdios óculos, a nos converte, e eis o benedicto, o tu ventris tui, nobis posto que exilimus tende, o clemens, o fim, o dulcis Deus. Sedis sapientiae, nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, amen. And sister, can I have permission to go 5 minutes? Thank you. Sorry, I was late. Oh my goodness. I can't believe my eyes. Father, why do the Jehovah's Witnesses say that the same number of the beast is the Holy Father's number? Why do the Jehovah's Witnesses say that the same number as that of the beast in the book of Revelation? What is the number of the beast? 666 is the same number of the Holy Father. Well, Holy Father does not have a number, but they give him a number because the Jehovah's Witnesses believe, they believe that the Pope is an agent of the devil. So they assign the number of the beast to the Holy Father, the Jehovah's Witnesses. Pray for the Jehovah's Witnesses. Most in the United States, most Jehovah's Witnesses are ex-Catholics. Most of them. Love casts out fear. Does this mean that Jesus in the Eucharist, he'll cast out my fears? Faith. In your experience, in helping religious women whom you have, whom you identified women, you identified these fears which can jeopardize our spiritual life. How shall we handle the fear of authority, fear of the male gender? Oh, I like that. The fear of the male gender. Fear of men. Well, Eucharist, you cast out my fears. First of all, as you know, there are two kinds of fear. There is a fear which is not only good, but is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The fear of the Lord. And that fear of the Lord, I repeat, is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The fear of offending the Lord. the fear of not being faithful to the Lord. And also the fear, if I have offended the Lord, that He will punish me. Not. Mainly because I'm afraid of the pain, but I know myself, and I'm afraid that knowing my weakness, I will disobey Him, be unfaithful to Him. That is not just not there, I repeat, as a gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, when is fear not the fear of the Lord? Fear is not fear of the Lord when my fear prevents me from doing the will of the Lord. And there are three kinds of fears which are not the fear of the Lord. When I fear the price or the cost or the pain which doing the will of God will cost me. Fear, sisters, is always in the future. Always. When it's pain, then it is present experience. Fear is always something is in the future. When I fear what it will cost me, fear the pain, a price I will have to pay to do the will of the Lord. Secondly, the fear of what people whom I respect and love, what, well, they will think of me. The deepest fear in human nature, sisters, here is a fear of human respect. It can be a positive slavery. In other words, we want to be, I don't even say just well thought of by people. We want to have people even think of us. Let have people have us on their minds. We don't want to be ignored. We don't want to be forgotten. I meet a person, I forget their name. They are hurt. So, the fear of what people will think of us. Sisters, fear is deeply, deeply interior. And then thirdly, the fear of what people will do to us. Now, this is very different what people think of us. Some people are so proud they don't care what anybody thinks of them. Or again, people can be so indifferent to other people's judgment or opinion that they will say things and do things and never enters their minds what the effect this will have on what people will think of me. But most of us are very sensitive to other people's judgment of us. And then thirdly, the fear of what people will do to us.